And welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day
285.
Or as we're calling it, Christmas Day!
It feels like 585.
It's been a bit of a busy day.
One of those days.
Yes, I can honestly say it has indeed been one of those days. But if I get into the chat and all you lovely MacBiters are there, that'll make it all better, won't it, Mike?
Yes. Oh, have we had a good day?
Right, I'm starting at the top. Hello, Jonathan. Christmas Day, number one. Double points. We need to talk about points, Jonathan. CQ, Deb, CQ, Merry Christmas to you. Have we had a good day? I've no idea. I can't remember. It's been...
It's a good day when...
It's a good day when...
There's a...
New
MacBytes!
How far off that are we, Mike? Okay, here's what happened. Every single thing I touched after finishing Marooned yesterday... No, after hours yesterday...
Went turned to gold.
No, it didn't, Mike. It turned to heckin' handcart was where it went. So I didn't get to bed until about 7:30, trying to fix things that shouldn't have been broken. When Mike took over the job of fixing the things that shouldn't have been broken.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
The websites had miraculously...
Broken.
No. They'd updated themselves. And then we had incompatibilities. So when I came to publish the video, couldn't do it. So it took me way longer than it should have done to get the video done. Well, this was the Photo Magico video. So I eventually got that done. And then I sent Mike a little snotogram email, didn't I?
Yes.
What did the title say?
Not a crisis.
Not a crisis. And then inside the body of the email, it went but, and that was it. And then there was an image. And the image was one of our sites that was down. So Mike dealt with that while I had some sleep. And then, of course, we needed to come together to have Christmas dinner. We're still waiting for that. We have not had Christmas dinner. I hope you guys have. But we haven't. We
haven't opened our presents.
We haven't opened our presents. No. We're moving Christmas. We're doing a redefinition thing, aren't we? Redefining Christmas. It's going to happen tomorrow. Because we looked at it and we looked at the hours that we had and we said, you know what? We promised a MacBytes and a MacBytes has got to be.
Anyway, just like lockdown birthdays, lockdown Christmas lasts a week. Yeah.
Do you know, if every day lasted a week, I might actually catch up with myself at some point. So here's where we're at, guys. Oh, we've got more coming in. Hello. Hello, Paul. Merry Boxing Day. Did you do Boxing Day down there? Or Happy St Stephen's Day, or whatever it is. Happy tomorrow.
In Sydney.
Hello, Simon.
In Sydney, the test match used to start on Boxing Day.
Oh, so there is a Boxing Day concept then.
Well, we called it Boxing Day.
Oh, my.
I don't know if the Aussies do.
I have still got to catch up with all of the messages in Slack, but I did hear Simon's fabulous, fabulous audio.
I haven't heard it.
Oh, my. Go and listen to it.
I haven't heard it.
I could play it, but you wouldn't hear it anyway. Hear it, but you wouldn't hear it.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to put that in a show. Thank you very much, Simon. That was fabulous.
I thought we could hear it together.
Sorry, but you do that. There's no... We're not symbiotic here today, are we? So here's where we're at. Hang on, Mike. So, things have got to happen in the right order, or they're not going to happen at all. Right. I have Hindenburg open, and I have half a MacBytes edit on. Right. The series are arguing off in the other room, trying to sort themselves out for the little sketch at the end. But what I do have is
Lola's being very good.
Lola's been a little angel, a total little angel.
She probably thought she was left on her own.
No, she was probably stuffed. Because she now knows.
Because I gave her a pigs in blanket for breakfast.
Ah, but you see, she knows where the treat drawer is.
Oh, she does.
She does indeed know where the treat drawer is. So, we had a conversation about the poster. The poster is done. We have a title. I put the poster together and Mike said, you can't do that. You need to give them a fighting chance. I didn't think I needed to give you a fighting chance because you're proving to be far too good at this. But we have a blurred poster. Mike came through for you guys and said I had to give you a fighting chance. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I can't count, 6, There's six fighting chances here. What we're looking for, obviously, is the title and what on earth is included in the poster. So what I'm going to do is export that before we go any further and make sure I upload exactly the right one, or there will be tears before bedtime. So let's put that on my desktop while I continue to do the edit and Mike entertains you. But I will get this up there
Let
first.
Let me entertain you.
That might be easier said than done because I still haven't got... This is the day I've discovered every single last thing that I do not have installed, isn't it, Mike? Yeah. And he will tell you there have been new blue words.
I wouldn't say new words. There have been
blue
words.
You never say new words, but trust me, there were words. Hello, Mrs. Simon.
Oh, Mrs. Simon's here.
Can you play it? I will play it shortly. That's what I'm going to do. I am going to play it. Yes, it's Boxing Day. So there you go. We learned something. There is a Boxing Day concept in Oz. That's excellent. Right. I'm going to have to upload it through the website because that's another thing I haven't installed. Then I've had Scrivener screaming at me and I couldn't understand why. I've just remembered why. So do you know what? We're just going to shove the whole sad, sorry tale of behind the scenes at MacBytes headquarters, 135, in MacBytes 136. When will that be available?
when it's you least expected.
And believe you me, you could not least expect it more than Mike and I. Right, what do I have here? I've got the poster. Looking at that, I've got a problem with the poster, but I've got the poster. And there are six letters on it. And I can't say fairer than that, can I, Mike? So I'm uploading it right now, and then I'm going to share it with you. And by 8 o'clock, if the elves and the shoemaker's true, let me know if you know about the elves and the shoemaker. We will have a show. But if the elves and the shoemaker themselves don't actually finish the show, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? That's where we're at. Right, I've got the URL. I'm going to check the URL, lest I send you a picture of something else entirely. No, there we go. Could they get it from that, Mike? I think there's too many clues there.
Yes.
Too many clues. It's coming. It's coming. Oh, the Elves and the Shoemaker. No idea what it is. It was a child's story, wasn't it? I thought it was a Ladybird book, definitely. But I thought it was like more well-known than that. It's where the shoemaker goes to bed and there's no shoes made to sell the following day. And overnight, the elves make them. And he sells these shoes and they're so amazing that he gets more and more orders and the elves save the shoemaker's business by working overnight. And the shoemaker has no idea where the shoes come from. That's what I could do with MacBytes. I could do with MacBytes Siri and Lady Siri, turning themselves into elves, doing all of the edit and everything that needs doing. And then I walk in and think, oh, I must have finished it. That's what I need. Never mind. It's a lovely, lovely story. We'll have to find a copy for you. It's one of my favourite stories as a kid. Anyway, are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Poster! Proves it's a MacBytes, although not technically yet.
Get guessing, folks.
Yes, throw some words at us. Throw some words at us. You'll get some. I know you will. I definitely know you will. Ah, now, is there going to be a MacBytes? Right, where was I up to? I was in... I could actually just narrate finishing off the edit, couldn't I?
Well, you finish the edit and I'll tell my little story.
Oh, is this a good story? Is this like you nearly finding Nina naked in the kitchen with the turkey?
No, it's what happened this morning.
Go on, then.
It's Chidge.
That was funny.
So,
ooh, Jonathan says it's a snow globe. No. But you're warm.
I'm surprised somebody hasn't picked up two words with all those M's.
Don't give them any extra clues, Mike. Leave them be. Got to find it under their own steam.
So, this morning, after we had wrapped the Christmas presents for Mike and Nina and Rachel and Pauline, who is Nina's mother, I stacked them all downstairs and I thought, right, I'll get up this morning. There we go. Simon's got it.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.
No, he thinks he's got it.
And the...
You've got there... More than one word correct. Oh, can anybody beat Simon and having more than one word correct? Kim's got my bites and marooned. Oh, do you know, I think between you, you might actually work out all of the words. then you'll have to put them in the right order. A true Morecambe and Wise sketch.
So I'll carry on my story whilst they're guessing.
Your chidge story.
So my plan was to take the dog for a walk, which I did, and then come back, play with the dog after she'd had a breakfast, and then walk down the road. It's only 10 minutes, and take the presents.
Oh, talking hello. Of the dog.
Hello.
Are you coming to say hello to everybody?
No, she's wondering where her dinner is.
Do you want a treat?
And she wants the toilet.
Should we have a treat?
You look all dope.
Should we have
daily COVID test.
An aperitif.
Still not got COVID. Still not got COVID.
Do you notice she managed to walk through the door there, which wasn't totally open?
Yeah. You don't do doors, do you? Yeah. You have butlers for that. Oh, daddy,
look. You can have your dinner shortly.
Tripe stick.
This is your Christmas aperitif.
Do you know what, Mike? The way our Christmas day's gone in terms of being organised, the tripe stick's looking pretty appealing quite right now. I have managed to have a bag of crisp.
Yeah, so have I.
Yeah, that's how healthy we're being.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mummy's got some.
I've got some.
So anyway, where was I up to? Yeah, I was in the garden. I was playing with Lola. We were tugging a rope. We weren't tugging chicken. We were tugging a rope. And I get a text message, and it's Chidge. And he says, is your porch door open? No, I hope your porch door is open. So I texted back, and I gave him a thumbs up. And I'm thinking, right, well, that'll save me 10 minutes walking down the road. So I'm in the house.
Armed with 19 bottles.
Yeah. And he doesn't actually knock on the door. He might have thought I was in bed. So I hears the front door going and closing. So I legged it to the front door because I wanted to catch him so that he could take his presents and I wouldn't have to take them, to his house. Although I don't mind, as I said, it's only 10 minutes down the road. But it would have been a bit odd for me to turn up like half an hour later with the presents. And he's thinking, has he only just wrapped these up?
Oh, no. I can guarantee they were wrapped up about 2:30 this morning.
Yeah.
When Mike managed to find the last missing present.
Yes.
Look at his face. He's got the biggest, cheesiest grin.
So, anyway, he walks down the path and he's got a big woolly hat on because it's cold and he's deaf. Although he does wear hearing aids, but, he is deaf. So I shouts, Chidge, Chidge, and he doesn't hear me. I say, Chidge.
Can I point out at this point, I, who was trying to sleep, didn't get to bed till 7:30. I heard you very loudly.
I saw you've got those can't hear anything headphones on.
No, I broke those.
Oh.
I need another pair.
I thought you got another
waiting
pair.
Waiting for the sale.
Oh, right. So he turns round, he says, have a good one. I said, no, wait. Have a good one. Have a good Christmas. No, wait.
You have to get your signs that you can hold on.
I said, wait there. I've got yours in here.
Oh, that was a good
one. Yes, you probably want the toilet, don't you? Just give me a minute to finish this story. It's like the two Ronnies, isn't it?
Yeah, you and Chidge, like two old fishermen's wives.
So I'm passing, I'm putting these bottles out on the path. I've got my mask on. He hasn't got a mask on, but I've got a mask on. And I'm putting these bottles out on the path. So there's a bottle bag for Nina, and there's a bottle bag for Rachel, and there's stuff for Pauline, and there's the bottle for Chidge, and then there's that big box thing, the treats. And I said, can you manage all these? I said, otherwise I'll bring some down shortly. He said, good God. There's enough there.
We always overdo it at Christmas, don't we?
Yeah.
We do.
So he said he'd take them with him. He was okay.
Which saved you a job.
Yeah.
Because you would have had all that lot in one hand and the dog in the other.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've got the Christmas cast to take.
Have you heard yourself?
Has everyone had Christmas dinner? No, we haven't, Kim.
No, we haven't.
Just heard. Right, shall I take
her
out?
But you know what we have got?
What?
We've got a blurred poster. We've got an unblurred poster.
We've got a MacBites.
And look at that. Exporting. Ooh. We've got a MacBites.
Come on.
I haven't actually heard half of this. If there's any mistakes we've left in. Apart from the end, which was deliberate. Let us know. She sounds hungry, doesn't she? She always sounds hungry, though. Be honest. You know Lola. Even when she's absolutely stuffed herself, she acts as though she's hungry. But she's been a very good girl today. didn't wait for the Queen or anything. The Queen said a lot of words, but no, nothing new really, was there? You wish we all had elves. I certainly do. I just love that story. I'm going to try and find the book. There was lots of pictures in it, obviously, but it's just a lovely story. And I particularly thought the artwork was beautiful. So I always think of that. Right, so we've got a wow from Jonathan and he thinks the image is a snow globe. But, and I said you were close with that. We've got Magic Mike and the, which more than one word is correct. MacBites and marooned. Kim's got a word right there. This is what I'm saying. Everybody's doing really, really well. Where's Debbie? Debbie would take one look and tell you exactly what it said, wouldn't she? Do you remember when she got that panda? Which, again, nothing more than a black and white blur. What could be on the magic poster? It's funny. I did this one overnight and I started off with it with a concept in my head. And the concept totally changed as I started working with it, which is what always happens. That happens every single time. And I just have to learn to trust the process. And you know, it will be all right in the end. We had so many little bitty stories we wanted to talk about in 135, but then so little time to actually get it done. So 135 is shorter than usual. Let's have a look. It is for 49 minutes, a couple of seconds short of 49 minutes, but full of goodness. And then we'll be plotting 136. The photo looks like that owl photo I like so much. Oh, yes, I can see where you're getting that from, but I can categorically state, Kim, not an owl.
For a Christmas treat, she could have dinner in the studio.
With pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets.
Look at that.
Pigs in blankets.
Oh, hang on, let me get a photo of that. Did you eat that? Right, hold it nearer to you. So, right, what's up there, Lola? What's up there, Lola? Oh, she's licking her lips and everything.
She's starving.
You are not starving. Right, go on.
I would say we don't take pictures of our food before we eat it.
But we do.
There you go. Happy Christmas, baby.
Happy Christmas, girl. You enjoy it. Pigs in blankets in there. Look at her little face. Right, let's get that all loaded to cloud up as well. It's on the way.
Johnny, no, I haven't started the Toblerone. I haven't had the time.
No, seriously, not had the time. Oh, now we're getting all... Oh, this is very clever here at this point. How did I blur only one letter in the word? Oh, Jonathan, there's a demo. Because that's exactly what I said to Mike when he said, give him a clue. Normally what I do, you know, like the and the. I put the and the in a separate block. But obviously with this one, I couldn't do that. So there was a trick to it. Would you like me to demo how I do that? Oh, we've got lots more coming in here. It should say something about the new IMAX. It sort of does. It sort of does. Not directly, maybe, but it sort of does. What else have we got? Is the globe a penguin? No, it definitely isn't a penguin. It's definitely not an owl. And I'm liking the suggestion of a soccer ball, but no, it's not. But Deb, part of it could be related to a soccer ball. There you go. Part of it could. It's an elf. No, it's not an elf. Right, demo for Jonathan. Get it on a post-it note. I would put it on my board, but I moved that last night. And now the office looks like a bomb's hit it. So first job after we get this show sorted is to sort out that mess. So blurring text with exceptions. There we go. I will show you how I did that. Bit of a dirty hack workaround, which should please Kim. A lady pipe. You know, I'm thinking the review of the year has got to include a lady pipe, hasn't it?
Yes.
It's got to. There's no way around it.
Enjoy that.
Right, so I've got that picture up there. Let's go to the dashboard. Where I should have another picture. This time, Lola.
Dogs are very clever, aren't they?
Of course she's clever.
Get the last bits off the plate with their tongues.
Look at that face. That face says all over it, look, stop taking pictures of it and give it to me. And it's in the girly bowl today, isn't it? We have blue bowls and pink bowls, but we just interchange them. and she's still sticking her head back in it like she wants more. Oh, are you a hungry girl? Will you promise some turkey? Because we haven't got one. Ooh, that's a dirty look. That dirty look for mummy.
You won't promise turkey.
No, you like chicken.
Pigs in blankets.
Pigs chicken. In blankets for Christmas. Yeah. That's what we agreed.
Have some chicken tomorrow.
And well, you've got your toys to have yet as well. Because we're just moving Christmas. You know, like Apple redefined flat when that iPad bent.
Yeah, and they redefined WWDC.
Yeah, well, I'm redefining Christmas. It's tomorrow.
And the date of the iPhone. And...
Right, hopefully if I paste this in, it should work. So let me try it in there, make sure it works. And then paste it in for you. Yes, look at that face. That face says all over it, just feed me. But the pigs in blankets are on the top of it. That's a hefty meal, girl. Don't give me the I'm starving and I need treats look on your face. Oh, look at this. Simon's got... Oh, a Merry. Merry. Kim got Merry. We haven't got a Merry in it. But Simon says, Magic Mike and the MacBites marooned mirth and merriment. Do you know you're not far off, Simon? They're all words with M's in. We need to set MacBites After Hours rules for next year. Oh, do we? Do we? It looks like a face screaming. No. It's not the scream. Jonathan says, Lola, you can't eat all of that, can you? It's gone, Jonathan. It was inhaled. You're a growing girl, aren't you? And you do go trotting for such a long time. You wear it well, don't you? I'm still getting the evil eye of a high need treats. The treats are on top of that lot. You are one big girl, aren't you? Oh, Daddy's going in the drawer. How about Rancho?
Yeah.
Ranchos. Good grief, she jumped up then. She's one starving dog. Right. You know, lying around, lounging all day, being waited on hand and foot must be so exhausting. Mustn't it? Yep, now she's eating a Rancho. Should we do the COVID test with that?
Oi! Yeah, I haven't got COVID.
Actually, that one doesn't smell too bad. That actually smells quite beefy. You know, if the Brexit thing all falls apart, we could eat these. Lola! There you go, good girl.
See you, Johnny.
Good night, Jonathan. I trust you're going to be back.
He'll try, he says.
Excellent. I wouldn't wait for the feed. There's reasons for that. Oh, there you go, good girl. He'll miss the unveiling of the poster if he doesn't return. And you won't want to miss the unveiling
Lola
of this poster.
Lola had more for dinner than Kim had for dinner. Certainly had more than we've had.
Yes, we've had nothing, apart from that bag of crisps I managed to find. What can you do? Oh, it's been fun anyway, hasn't it?
That's one word for it.
She's in the background of that picture, right, though. So because,
give her this one.
Because the food is so close to the camera, it just looks like more, is what she's saying. How I actually managed to get a mail out, in fact, two so far today, and a third one to write, I have no idea. Today included a blog post, two mails, recording, editing and publishing a MacBites, and a mail to say we've published a MacBites later.
Yeah.
This explains why we had no time to eat. We're then going to take a rest, aren't we, girl? Well, we'll take a rest by playing with your toys with you, I think. Oh, lucky girl.
Taking you for a walk.
Yes, and having another walk while I recover from trying to publish a MacBites.
You got your head on a rack.
She looks like she's at Wimbledon watching the tennis as the treats fly past.
I want another paw.
No, not the same one, Lola. Has to be different paws. Those are the rules. These actually smell really good. That just shows you how hungry I am. It tastes much better than the tripe steaks.
She looks hungry.
It smells much better about taste. So do we have any more M words that you've thought of? And what did you guys do at Christmas? What have you been up to?
Mummy!
Treats! There we go. Honestly. Good job you're such an athlete, isn't it? Eh? Try chewing them first. She looks starving. She's not eaten in a month. I know you have. There you go. Good girl. Right, they've all gone now.
All gone
so
now.
So out the door, because if you stay here, you'll only want more treats. I know you.
Go and settle for a bit.
Do you know, there can't be many M words left.
Good girl.
That you haven't thought of. So you stand a good chance of getting some of them at least. And I'm thinking, it's to do with... It is to do with the new computers.
Mummy, I've not had a dentist stick. Dentist stick later.
You'll only want more when you come back from your walk. Go on, when you have your second time famished wave.
Settly dog.
You'll be fine, Lola. You'll be absolutely fine. Right. I should give you this for checking, shouldn't I, Mike? This is going to be the rough cut of all, to end all rough cuts, you know.
Right.
And then I'm going to need to export the poster that you can see, because, you know, we always need to do that one before you actually go listen. But yes, it is to do... The saga in the show is to do with the new Macs, and the poster is to do with the new Macs. Oh, we've got motor. That's a good one. Or marathon. Oh, do you know what would be the ultimate thing in the new year to do as a marathon? Any idea, Mike? Because we always have this thing about doing a Mac Bites marathon, which is where you go back and you listen to every Mac Bites from episode one. You know, and that wasn't too tricky to do when we're in the 60s, but obviously now we're 135. You know, we're touching. It would take you twice as long. But do you know what would take much, much longer now?
What?
To do the Marooned at Mac Bites headquarters marathon.
Oh, yeah.
And if we decide that's a thing and you are listening to this at some point in the future, happy Christmas from the past.
Where are you sticking it?
Sticking what? Oh, no, I didn't do it as a rough cut, Mike. I did it as just an export.
Right.
But I could do it as that, couldn't I? Now, where does that go? Not a scoop.
In the eighth, well, it can go anywhere.
It can, can't it? Yeah. I'll do a Dropbox thing and I'll find it from there.
Right.
We put that in resources. Well, I did. Yours is probably somewhere else.
A review process.
There you go. There is a copy of it in there.
In folder number one?
Yes.
Right.
Exactly where it should be, Mike.
Right.
Oh, it's twice the size it should be because I've not done it properly. Right, what we're going to do at 8 o'clock is share it with you. Then I've got to go back and do it properly. And you're wondering what properly means. Oh, moving Max. That is a great shout, Paul. A great shout. Not right, but a great shout. Do you know, I think I should do this before I've actually decided what it's called.
Mm.
And then all the suggestions, take all the suggestions and mix them together and call it done. Mm. That's what I should definitely do. Miss the Queen, didn't we? That was a success. Yeah. Although I did see the Queen later. It's kind of tradition here that we don't watch live. And it goes back to the fact my grandmother wanted to. And none of the rest of us did. So we were let her watch it. And then we watched the edited highlights later. So we did that thing. No TVs set up at all. I haven't even set my ITV up. Because I can't remember if we mentioned this. And it'll probably be in the next show. But when I came to install not the software on the new machine, but obviously the new machine is sitting on the desk in exactly the same place the old one was. So all the devices would just plug in with your USB hubs. I lost one. We had a demise. So anything that was plugged into that hub, not working. So obviously I'm wandering around and I'm thinking, oh, that's fine. And then I'll reach out for a piece of hardware and all of a sudden it won't be fine. And one of two things will have happened, possibly both of them. But definitely I won't have installed the driver. And the second thing, it won't be working because this hub is not working. So I need to sort that one out. So it's still ongoing, unbelievably. Oh, it looks like a lamb. Which looks like a lamb? Is this the food that looks like a lamb or the image that looks like a lamb? Let me have a look. But it's been, I think if we'd have tried to do this show in an orderly manner, because this was anything but orderly, wasn't it, Mike? If we tried to do it in an orderly manner, we'd have been like, oh, and I need to stop and I need to install that. And it would have seemed to have taken forever. But because it was like we made a promise, we've got to do it. Then as I hit a brick wall with like, that's not installed correctly or that's not configured correctly, all I've done is literally just write notes on the desk to go back and fix later. And I also found a kind of system configuration issue that I'd totally forgotten. Handily, that configuration option, in the next show, we're going to talk about configuring the machine. So this one, we get them as far as they're on the desk. But when you come to configuring it, it is a nightmare. Now, I know Kim's mentioned, like, what? How do you transfer the data? Do you know that that's only half the story? The little nuanced things that, like, it wasn't doing that on the last one. Why, when I'm pressing that key, is it doing it this time? And I remembered there was a clash, but I had clearly not made a note of that anywhere, that one of the configuration settings I need to change is to do X. And I didn't find out about it until today, when I'm trying to do one job and another app is complaining. And it's to do with global shortcuts. So what I have done, I've been using Roam for this. I've been making contemporaneous notes as I go. Now, you might think, well, why can't you do that in Notion? And you could do it in Notion. But Roam is text-based and very flexible, and you don't have to define any tables or anything before you start. You just start typing. And it automatically generates a structure which it calls a graph. I did demonstrate Roam eons ago, but I've been using it extensively since, and it's like a totally different thing now. With Notion, the more you put in it, the more it's likely to fall apart. The more you think to yourself, hang on, I need to separate that, or I need to do something different with it. But Roam has this thing where the more you put in it, the more useful it is. And it doesn't fall over, it actually gets better. It creates more links, and it seems to do it automatically. But I think you either have a head for Roam or you don't. And Roam works in a similar way to Remnote and Obsidian. And there's another one now called Craft. So they all work in a similar way. So there's a definite movement with notes apps towards a kind of graph-based future, which is scary for somebody like Mike, who doesn't like change at all. He's listening to the show now at two times, aren't you? Can't hear a word. I could do or say anything right now, and he wouldn't have a clue. He's the guinea pig, you see. He's patient number one. I'm talking about you, not to you. Carry on. It's time you turn round. Oh, Kim says it looks, it seems to have feet. Let me have a look. Did I put that on the desktop? Ah, right, let's see what you're looking at. It seems to have feet. Tell us what his gifts are. Do you know, selective hearing, it's related to selective Samoyed deafness. If I started saying what he was getting for Christmas, he'd suddenly be awake. But at the moment, he's listening to himself and me on the show. There were only a couple of snafus, but I might have left one in, you never know. Oh, I also had to stop for a bit as well, put something else in. And then there's a funny bit at the end. Not right at the end. Obviously, there's a funny bit at the right at the end. But there's a bit on the out. There's been this thing. I think it was probably, it was definitely pre-marooned. Many, many moons ago, we have the outro to the show, which is that's it for this episode of Mac Bites, blah, blah, blah. That bit's written down, so we know what we're saying. So we don't forget to mention the contact form on the website or whatever, the Slack channel. And no matter how much it was written down, Mike would fall over it. So something became known as the Mac Bites Teeth. Mac Bites Teeth actually have a Twitter account of their own. So it's comical when there's a Mac Bites Teeth moment. And he fell over the Mac Bites Teeth at the end. And I said, I knew you would. But I thought he was vamping it. I thought he was winging it. Turned out not. So don't miss that bit. Mike said to me, just leave it in. Yeah, could make that sound human, but just leave it in. We'll probably do gifts tomorrow, Kim, or maybe later tonight. But you know what? It's Christmas Day. It probably feels, it's probably the day that feels most, least like Christmas Day ever. Because obviously we were a big family, not huge, but we all got together on Christmas Day. So when I was really young, there would have been me and mum and dad and my aunt and uncle. And then we went to my grandmother's and she had about eight in the house all the time. So to a child, you know, there was like 15 people there and it was amazing. That was Christmas Day. There were no other children until my cousin was born and he was 6 years younger than me. Didn't get it on that well anyway. But Mum would have like a storybook for me to read, or colouring book, a puzzle book, something like that, because there were no other children to play with. And of course, I'd have my Christmas presents. Then obviously, as you get older, it got smaller and smaller. And my gran died just before Christmas 1998. So it became smaller after that. And obviously, which was weird. He's not listening, he's listening to the show. We had this thing of like, it was Christmas and that was really important to us. But obviously less so to Mike at the time, him being Jewish, he was celebrating Hanukkah. And that can be any time. That can be much earlier, like Jonathan explained. So sometimes we had the Hanukkah candles on the table and sometimes we didn't. So it got smaller and smaller. Until the last year that Mum was here, which was 2013, and there was just the three of us. No, I tell a lie, there were four. Look, Maya was here as well. So there was the four of us. But this year, after that, after Mum died, there were big Christmases because we were doing things at the church and we were running backwards and forwards. So there was concerts and there was raffles and there was parties and all kinds of stuff. And obviously this year has been very, very different. I would say this is nearer to the year Mum died, where there was just the two of us. But even then, we did go to Mass, which we didn't today. We could do the virtual thing, but we didn't. So it actually feels, it's the Christmas day that feels least like Christmas Day. And yet, we both said to each other, do you know what, it's actually very special. It's Christmas Day. Whether we have lunch, whether we have presents, whether we do anything, it doesn't matter. It's Christmas Day. And it's a special day because at the beginning of all of this, you know, you were reading about this being like the Black Death and it could just strike you and you could catch it off an envelope. You know, and I had a wobble. I thought, you know, what if something happens to me? How will Mike and Lola go on? And Mike was having a wobble of, God, what if something happens to me? I think the only one who wasn't having a wobble was Lola. And the fact that we've made it to Christmas and we are in the blessed position that it actually hasn't made a jot of difference to us. You know, we're not reduced to being on furlough or claiming benefits or having nothing to eat. You know, whether we have a bag of crisps or we have a full Christmas dinner, does it matter? Doesn't matter to us. We're still here. We've got lovely friends all over the world. Does it matter? So I'm not really that concerned about it. Of course, food-wise, we've still got Mike's Toblerone. So Mike's Toblerone will be seeing the light of day at some point this holiday, as will the shears for his hair when he lets me near it. I can say that now, he thinks he's not listening. And I can see the view. He's got lovely curls, but he much prefers it smaller. How will you have time tomorrow? That's a good point, Kim. That is a very good point. Let me have a look. Let me have a look at the calendar for tomorrow and see what we've got planned. Oh, I've got that on day view. That's never any good, is it? Right, let's have a look at week view. Tomorrow's Saturday, isn't it? And there's a match on. And we've got by request in the evening. And another marooned. Well, we'll have to work Christmas lunch around the match is all I can say. So I'm predicting Christmas lunch around 3 to 3:30 tomorrow and see how we do. Kim's not going to open gifts until her mother can join me. And you don't know when that will be. But, you know, sometimes it's nice to have the gifts there reminding you. And if whatever's in the gift you actually need, you can always open it, put it back later. But sometimes it's nice to have that. We felt like that when we put the little train thing together, the village with the train on it, and just putting the Christmas tree in the office, because, you know, we've got the big one downstairs, but we spend most of our time in the office. So we bought that one the year we literally did not have room for the big one. And it's nothing like Mike and I would ever have bought. It's got like a Hessian sack base on it. It's very dark. It's got like berries on it. And I don't know why, because Mike asked this and I don't know the answer. This tree did not ship with baubles on it, but there is one gold bauble at the top. I said to Mike, why would we put one gold bauble on a tree? So we both looked at it and pondered. And we decided what we'd done was we'd put the whole collection on there and this one wouldn't come off. So we just left it. But this year we didn't bring the baubles down. We've decorated it with gold butterflies because we absolutely adore butterflies. Ever since May, we love butterflies. So it's got gold butterflies on it and we're not particularly worried about the baubles. Apart from the fact it's got one bauble at the top because we can't get it off. Do you know? It's chaotic and yet don't I sound happy? Whatever. No, not concerned. Kim says you're very fortunate in that I want for nothing. It's a blessing. That's exactly how we feel. Yes, like we could go out and we could buy stuff, but what for? We've got everything we could possibly need. And, you know, we're at the stage where all the supermarkets here are saying they're limiting what you can have. And we're talking stupid stuff. I mean, OK, people are yet again stockpiling toilet rolls. I can understand they want to limit the toilet rolls, but they're limiting stuff that we would think, you know, you've got no reason to limit that. And they're limiting it. Like rice. Why all of a sudden is there a rush on rice? I'm not sure. And the other stuff. But I said to Mike, look, we've got what's in the freezer. We can't buy more than we can fit in the freezer. So we've got what's in the freezer. And the other stuff, like if you want to store something, then you're looking at tins or packets. I said, we've got potato. We've got not mashed. Well, sort of. Flakes that you add water to, and like space food, it turns into a meal, apparently. I don't eat potato. But right back at the beginning of this, I did manage to get my hands on an industrial-sized, like, keg of these potato flakes. And I said, well, I'm just going to keep them as a backup. And if we get to the stage where it's like, you know, really need its room rather than its company, give them to a food bank, because I don't particularly eat them anyway. But I decided to get it on the basis if there's nothing else to eat, then it's not that I can't eat potato. I choose not to. But I said, you know, if we end up eating that potato with some beans, so be it. It's food. It's fine. So I feel completely blessed. It doesn't matter whether we're having something that we want or something that we've just got in, because that's all we've got. But we are still incredibly blessed. We have running water. We have electric. We are warm, despite the fact last night it was -6. Up here, it was -6. And it actually felt like it was -6, I can assure you. But, you know, we've got heat. What more could we want? What more could we want? Everything else is just extra stuff. As Simon says, you need less stuff, not more stuff. I heard this, and my mum loved the concept, but my mum loved her stuff, and I was horrified. This woman that was hoarding stuff was on the TV, and she said, it's not like hoarding stuff if it's organised. And I looked and I thought, you can't organise that. You cannot organise that. So I would say to you, Simon, if it's more organised, it's not stuff. But I have to admit, it probably is, isn't it? And when I need something, I can never find just the thing I need, even though I know I've got one. So like you, I've got a lot of stuff. It should be organised, but when I need something, it's not. So for instance, one of the things that didn't work, which is why as soon as we go into the preview, well, the premiere of 135, I'm going to have to go back and re-edit it. Now, not to do anything in terms of what you hear, it'll be the same. But the version I'll premiere in 15 minutes doesn't have any chapter markers in it. And it doesn't have any chapter markers in it because I hadn't installed the driver for the Elgato Stream Deck. I installed the driver for it. It still wasn't working. That's when I remembered it was plugged into the hub that's not working. So I thought, not a problem. I'll get a cable and I'll do that. I have a cable that is okay. It's not the best cable. It will charge an iPad. But at the end of it, it's got a standard USB that plugs into the USB computer or a power out thing, you know, power block. And at the other end, it's got three ends on it. So there's a standard lightning port cable that works. There is a Kindle style charging thing that works. And there is a USB-C that works when it feels like it. So I needed for this Stream Deck a USB-C, which is highly unusual. You know, that's not, if you could open the drawer here and you would find 30 lightning cables, not even joking. Long ones, short ones, 3 meter ones, 5 meter ones, you name it. It's the drawer with the lightning cables in it. But I don't have that many cables for USB-C. The ones that come from Apple are USB-C both ends. That won't work. I did get a spare, but I think it's in one of the things for the unboxings, and I have no idea of where it is. So when I needed a cable for this Stream Deck, I tried this triple-ended thing didn't work. So I think it could, I think it would charge, but it's obviously not powerful enough for data. And the cable that came with it is like three times the thickness. So I figured I'd have to get that one. So then I have to get Mike on the floor to extract this cable. Remember, all of this was to put a chapter marker in. We do all that. We get it working. The driver's installed. It eventually realises it's the Stream Deck XL, which is the one with 32 buttons on it, not the one with 12 buttons on it. I thought, thank the Lord, I'm good to go. I press the button. Something else happened entirely. And that was when I realised there's a global shortcut key configured at system level that does one thing. And I and Hindenburg uses the same shortcut key to add the chapter markers. And I can't unwire the first one, nor can I rewire the Hindenburg one. So it's a bit of a faff to do what I need to do. So, yeah, need to sort that out. So I will be doing that at 8 o'clock. So hopefully the version that gets in the feed will have the chapter markers for everybody's enjoyment. But this one has all the audio, but not necessarily the chapter markers. Ah, such fun setting up a new machine, isn't it? That document, Kim, which you won't have heard about until you listen to the show, but I've got this document and it's got all the tweaky little configurations in. Yeah, I'm going to have to add this one before I share it and how I made it and everything. Oh, Kim could eat potatoes for every dinner. Well, I could, Kim. It's not that I don't like them. I love them. I love them far too much. When it came to Christmas dinner, Mum would say, like, what do you want? And I'm like, not bothered about anything but roast potatoes, Mum. She could have put a plateful of roast potatoes in front of me and that's what I would have eaten. She made the most exquisite roast potatoes. I adore them. They don't particularly agree with me, though. So starchy stuff and sugars don't particularly agree with me. But because I've got acidosal ketosis, I do need sugar every now and then. Suddenly I will just drop. It's like diabetes, but in reverse. So I'll just drop and then I need sugar. But I try and steer away from foods that are overly starchy to start with. So I deliberately don't eat potatoes, but I certainly could if I needed to, even if it was mashed potato. Because, you know, they're similar to latkes, aren't they? We could fry them and do a kind of latke thing. Oh, yes. It's not a hardship to have these potatoes in, put it like that. But, you know, how blessed, I don't think anybody could be more blessed than saying, OK, I've got that in, but I would choose not to eat it. And as long as I can get something else, then I'll just pass that along to somebody else who needs it way more than I do, rather than eat something that I'm not actually bothered about just because I bought it. So it was a bit like Mum had, what did she buy? It was something that we could eat, but she had stockpiled it. There was bags and bags of this food. I think she pretty much bought some of it for Dad. But it was in tins, so it was like dated for 5 years. And then he died and she didn't eat it. And then there was the stuff she got for herself that we didn't eat. Honestly, we went into like the pantry cupboard and it was like, what are we going to do with this lot? And Mike was like, well, we could eat it. And I said, well, yeah, we could. But, you know, it's not exactly my favourite food. So I said, oh, just leave it. I can't think about that at the minute. So we left this pantry cupboard thing deliberately over Christmas. And that was the Christmas that by the time we'd stopped looking after Mum, we had the time to go to church. So we went to church and we picked up a newsletter. And I read this newsletter and there was a thing called, I think at the time it was the Trussell Trust. Basically, it's a food bank. And they were looking, they were desperate for food locally. And I said, we've got all that stuff. I said, I know we could eat it, but, you know, we could donate it as well because we wouldn't enjoy eating it as much as somebody else might. It's not the kind of stuff we would eat. So we put it all in bags. And we headed off to the church. We looked like a homeless crew. We must have had 6 to 8 bags of this stuff. And the thing was, the supermarket bags would have used to be strong enough to carry the things in. But since they've made them biodegradable, I wish they could make them biodegradable like not well, when you're putting the stuff in them. So each one had to be in like 3 bags. And we staggered off up there looking like the 3 wise men with all these bags. But they were very, very grateful. So it was far better to do that with it. So rather than have anything left over, pass it on. Pay it forward is my motto. Pay it forward. If I don't feel organised, you have no hope. I'll get there. But it's one of those things that you tweak things as you go and you don't make a note of it. You think, oh, yeah, I'll make a note of that. Or, oh, I'll remember that. But in the heat of an edit on Christmas Day, obviously that would have been much easier if everything was configured correctly. But I thought I'd got to that point and then I found three things that weren't configured correctly. But I will add it to the document that I talk about in the show and then I'll share that in an after hours. So system build sheet it was. And I remember doing it as a demo and it must have been 2009. And I was shocked afterwards. So I showed what it was, how I'd put it together. It was a Pages demo and how I used it afterwards. So I showed like a completed one. And about nine people before I'd even finished the show wrote and said, can I have a copy, please? And I'm like, but the demo was that you followed along and you made your own. And then I thought, never mind, just send it out. So I'm going to revisit it because I think there's probably more things that I could put with it now. I also think there is a benefit to have it printed out or have it as a PDF, but there's also a benefit to keeping it in Notion. So I have been keeping it in Notion, but I haven't been putting configurations like that in Notion. So I need to think about how I can get those together. Does anyone use photos from Amazon? I do. I've got, I think it's 200 gig of space and I use that as a backup and I use it because I back up everything to that one. What I'm trying to do is get Google Photos working as like my like live photo. So when I want to find a photo, when we went to Bromley Farm, I want to be able to go to Google Photos for that. But I use Amazon for the backup and it's very good. It is very good. It's not a dedicated printing service. It's an online storage for photos. You get a little bit free with Prime, I think, and then you can pay for more storage. I upload via the app. It isn't because it's for backup. I don't tend to actually venture in there much, which is silly. I know I should do, but I just kind of do the upload thing and be done with it. Amazon Photos. I know it's on my homepage. It's amazon.com/photos. And what is up there? It does. It's very similar. It's not dissimilar, certainly, to Google Photos. In that what's up here, it says your memories from 2013, which is a bittersweet Christmas. That was the first one without Dad. But it's fabulous looking at it because what I've got here looking at it is some gluten-free mince pies with mayo in the background. I've got blurry ones. I've got two pictures that were sent to us by Minster of his dog called Molly. And we were joking with him at the Christmas 2013. Mayor sat on the floor with his ice and his biscuits, being spoilt rotten, wrapped in tinsel. Mayor actually wrapped in tinsel. And he sent a couple of pictures of Molly and she de-stuffed a toy. We've also got some pictures of the MacBites flapjack that we've made for Christmas. There's a box as well that says Happy Christmas, wishing you a Merry Christmas. And I've no idea what's in it. Ooh, that's going to be interesting, isn't it? And then there's Mayor eating his presents. And then there's Mayor on the floor asleep. It was 7 months at Christmas before he died. And I can tell by looking at these pictures, he had two mats and we made them. We bought them from Aldi, I think. And we made them into like, we joined them together with some blankets because he was very arthritic by then. And it's comical on these photos. The two mats that were memory foam mats, specially made for, you know, dogs that were a bit needed comfort, shall we say. He's got his back leg on one. He's ignoring the other and he's actually on his blanket. So it's actually nice. I wouldn't have looked at that today if you hadn't mentioned it. So those are our memories from then. So it's got like, it's got every feature, I think. Are you thinking of using it for archiving or actually interacting with it in some kind of way? It's got a timeline that you scroll back through. It's got your dates taken at the side and filters. It's got people in it. So it's very, very, very similar. People, places, you name it. What's the first ones I uploaded? I've got all sorts here. I have no idea when these... Good grief, there's some photos of me on there. Scary, scary. Archiving. I think it would work well for archiving because down the side you have a timeline. And as you scroll down, the timeline updates to where you actually are. So my first photos that I put up there were 2013. So that's what's in my timeline. But, you know, for just archiving, that's like good enough, you know, as it goes. But the fact that you've got these interactive filters at the side, so it's telling me I've got 53 videos, I've got 7,500 photographs. Let's have a look when they go back. Oh, no, 2003. I've got a photo from 2003 here. That looks like a demo photo, though. That doesn't look like one of mine. I've got four panoramas. So that was one of mine. One from 2008, which is another demo file. So I think pretty much my photos went up from 2013. And once you've got photos, so that says 2013, I've taken quite a few because I took some photos for Kevin of our Christmas stuff. And there's also pictures of a Netgear router getting installed. Oh, good grief, there's one of my mum and there's one of Maya. Why have I taken a picture of a plug? I see why I've taken a picture of a plug. That was interesting. I presume that was Christmas Day. I ended up having to do the electricing on Christmas Day because of this plug. I should share these with you. And there's a birthday cake for Maya here as well. All lit up. Oh, how nice to wander through them. I think it'd work well for archiving because once you drill down by year, your next stop is by month. When you get into the month, it's the whole list of them by month. So it doesn't go down any further than that. Oh, I remember taking these. I took a picture of Maya's paw. Just his paw. He had some leaves stuck in it. And he wouldn't let us anywhere near it. But I remember taking a photograph of it. So, yeah, you would be able to find your photos when you needed them, which is so important with archiving. That it's not just like one bucket that you just dump the lot in. So I've got places in here as well, all kinds of stuff. I would recommend it. If you've got Prime, then try the Prime one first because the features are exactly the same. It's just the amount that you can store. You want to take all your photos off iCloud if possible. That is the best idea ever, Kim. Not kidding. Mine wasn't photos I had on iCloud. This is shocking. I had an entire course that I was in the middle of creating on iCloud. It was when I decided to go iCloud, all in with iCloud. iCloud only, I thought. It was a long time ago. Times have changed. I'm going all in with Dropbox now. But I do have Amazon for the photos. And yes, it's a very, very good service. I'm sure they'll do some kind of book stuff. Right, we're 2 minutes out. 2 minutes out. Is Jonathan back yet? This is what we need to know. Otherwise, he'll miss the grand reveal, won't he? He'll miss the grand reveal of the poster. Shall we do the grand reveal of the poster?
Let's do the grand reveal.
How many words with M can you find? Right, you were fairly accurate, the lot of you. You were fairly accurate with quite a few of these. Let's go back. Right, well, what were they correct with? Kim wants to go all in with pCloud. I could do that because I do have pCloud. I think I've got, is it 2 terabytes on pCloud?
Yeah, it's 2 terabytes.
The reason I haven't with my data, I certainly would with photos. If that was my archive, I'd be quite happy to put them up on pCloud. But the reason I haven't is it's like, oh, what if I needed more? And I can't do that yet with that. So I don't know. But it's a very good service. It is a very good service. Right, so what words did you mention that's actually on here? Let's have a look. Do you know, I've exported that and I've no idea where I put it. It's one of those days. What can I say? Where did I put it? Well, it should... Oh, I see. No, it's created a whole folder structure hoisted by my own workflow. My own workflow, as it were. Right, there's the one. Right, you got and the... You got MacBytes and you got magic. So you got 4 words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
50%.
Nearly 50%. Just under 50% you got. Now, Kim said it looked like feet. It is feet in two different ways. There's kind of a plinthy thing that could be called a foot. And then there's two genuine feet. So let me get this uploaded in the browser, get it shared, and then we can premiere the show. Right. All this will be a whole lot easier if I actually install the app, wouldn't it, Mike? I'm bad, I know. Still working in a browser.
Like Zoom.
Oh, yes, we came to record the show and I didn't have Zoom installed. Don't ask. Don't ask. Right, are we right with that? Let me check that everything that should be turned on is turned on.
Now, if that was the other way around, there'd be very bad words at Matt Vice headquarters.
There would. Very, very bad, Mike.
Yeah.
Very bad. Right, it looks like everything is tickety-boo. So let's pick that one, let's upload it, and let's share it with you. It's like the alliteration of all alliterations is what it is. Right, let's copy that, make sure it goes to the right place. And if it does, I can share it with you. Right. Ah, Paul's looking at pCloud too as well. Good thing with pCloud is it's been there at least 2 years. That's how long I've had my data on it. And it's very fast when it comes to backing up DevonThink. So it seems to be popular enough to be people to be aware of it and using it, but not that popular. It slowed down and the price is changing and all of that, which is good news. I found, the first time I heard about pCloud was when I was looking at File Browser, the app. Wasn't that mentioned as a demo?
I think it was.
I'm putting it down on a post-it note because if it was, it slipped through my system. But now I can potentially demo my iPad. We need to test this, though, don't we, Mike? Not pants it. It's on a post-it note, so we'll think about it. Right, are we all ready? Are we all ready for the poster? Young Jonathan, missing it. And I've no idea where I'm getting the feed. But we do have M and M, and then and the. M, 4M. And yes, it's to do with RAM. RAM, get it? RAM. Maybe not. Is pCloud like Dropbox? Simon, your keyboard's gaslighting you again. It is and it isn't. It can be. It's got its own client. You install it. don't worry about it, Simon. It could be used like Dropbox. Yes, it could. And if you want to use it in other applications and other ways where you need to actually directly connect to it, then it's pure web dev. And that's why when we did the backup to Dropbox from DevonThink, it took its time to connect. You know, didn't take that long, but enough that you were waiting. But when we did the thing to pCloud, which I did to show Kim, it was straight there. It literally connected. Now, you know, you mentioned your keyboard and your Bluetooth keys at the top, and you were happy with how fast they connected. This connected as fast as my headphones connect. So when I turn those Tektronix on, it literally goes, bing, connected. Whereas all my other Bluetooth headphones are like, bing, 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 thinking about it, bing, bing. In the end, it might say, connected. And you think, oh my God, that was 3 minutes ago. No, pCloud is very fast when we set up the web dev. So happy to recommend that. I do use it. I haven't set up... Like, I haven't determined that that is going to be the destination for a specific set of data yet. But I probably will, because I've got the space and I'm in the process of setting up automated backups. So I probably will. Yeah, I think it's a billy goat, but we're calling it a ram. It's near enough. It's near enough. The snow globe was very close. It's actually a crystal ball. When you said fort, the plinth at the bottom... could be a foot, but there's also the 2 feet in there. And the rest of it, it's almost spot on for what I was actually intending. But every time I come to create a poster like that, you have something in your mind and then it changes. But it's always in terms of simplifying it. So initially I think, oh, I'll put this on, I'll put that on. I'll put some snow on top of it and then some stars on top of it. And then you're like, do you know what? Strip it back. Strip it back. And I went for the bouquet bubbles on there. So it's Mystic Meg and the Magic MacBytes Maths for Muggles. I am aware that that is math in the States, but it's maths here. So we took a decision ages ago. If a word could be spelt the UK way or the US way, we'd go with the UK way. And thus with maths, it was maths and not math. But if you want to read it as math, that's fine. It was words like favour, favourite, honour, you know, you have no you, we have a you. So that was the decision that was made. But are you ready for the premiere of it? I hope you enjoy it. I'll leave the chat open if you want to say anything. You wouldn't have got Meg. No, that was a bit naughty, wasn't it? It's a UKism, that. Mystic Meg is a fortune teller who's in a lot of the papers. Absolutely, well, She didn't see lockdown coming, did she? But she's still there. It's known in the UK. If you ever say someone's got, like, the second sight, you'll say, oh, Mystic Meg. But once we got Mystic Meg and then there was the Maths for Muggles, it was in the Magic Mac Bites for Muggles. So we got all the M's in. So we did give you the M's. And Jonathan wants a demo of how we did that, and I've got that on a post-it note. So I'm going to go and sort out the mess that was created by us making the show while you enjoy the show. So here we go. Oh, we need to say goodbye on here, don't we? Because then we're going in.
Yeah.
So we definitely need an out. So thank you very, very much for being with us on Christmas Day. Thank you for posting in Slack. I will get in there. And I hope you have had as wonderful a Christmas as you could possibly have. If not, just move it. Like, we're going to move it. I'm looking forward to Christmas dinner tomorrow now.
Yeah.
But we love you guys. Thank you very, very much for being with us. Oh, hello, Pete and Mrs. Pete. Merry Christmas to you. Just as we're heading off, Pete. But we are heading off into the premiere of MacBites 135, as promised. And hopefully at some point, Jonathan will return. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.